The face lies on a surgical tray, eyes empty and unseeing, mouth agape, as if exclaiming, "Oh!" 16 hours ago, surgeons in operating room 19 at the Cleveland Clinic began the delicate work of removing the face from a 31-year-old woman who was declared legally and medically dead 3 days earlier. Soon they will take it to a 21-year-old woman who has waited more than 3 years for a new face. For a moment, the face rests in its astonished solitude. Surgeons, residents, and nurses, suddenly silent, gaze at it in awe as clinic staff, like unusually polite paparazzi, move in with cameras to document it. The face, deprived of blood, grows pale. With each second of detachment, it looks more like a 19th-century death mask. Frank Pape, a veteran plastic surgeon, picks up the tray, carrying it carefully in his gloved hands, and walks to operating room 20, where Katie Stubblefield waits. Katie will be the youngest person to receive a face transplant in the United States. Her transplant, the clinic's third and the 40th known in the world, will be one of the most extensive, making her a lifelong subject in the study of this still experimental surgery. Looking down at the face he carries, Pape feels a kind of reverence. It's an amazing thing, he thinks, what some will do for others, to give them a heart or a liver, even a face. He says a silent prayer of thanks and takes the face to its next life.